Welcome to the episode number 48 of Q&A series with Suresh GP. Today, we're going to talk about two important topics that is of interest for our viewers. Number one, in terms of the cybersecurity landscape, what are the different generational attacks that we have seen so far? So if I call this as generational five attacks, from the time that we have begun our journey in IT in 1980s, the cybersecurity threat landscape is continually evolving, and these advancements present a new generation of cyber threats. As of today, we have experienced five generation of cyber threats and solutions designed to mitigate. In generation one, which we termed as virus attacks against standalone computers inspired the creation of a first antivirus solutions. In generation two, we had network attack. As cyber attacks began to come over the internet, the firewall was developed to identify and block them. In generation three, we had application attack. Exploitation of vulnerabilities within the applications caused mass adoption of intrusion prevention systems, which is IPS. In generation four of attacks, we had payload. As malware becomes more targeted and able to evade signature-based defense, we were required to detect these novel attacks. Today, we are in generational five attacks, and it is called the mega attack. The latest generation of cyber threats uses large-scale multi-vector attacks, making advanced threat prevention solutions a priority. I hope that this question of generational five attacks is very clear. Now let's move on to the second question of why do we need to have a consolidated cybersecurity architecture? Today, as the threat landscape evolves, there are sophisticated attacks that are happening. Modern cyber attacks can no longer be detected with the legacy approaches. So we need to have in-depth visibility and investigation throughout the value chain so that we understand the different threats and also sophisticated threat actors. Number two, complex environments. The modern corporate network sprawls over on-prem network to multiple cloud environments. So this makes managing security monitoring and policy enforcement across the organization a very difficult task. Number three, heterogeneous endpoints. IT is no longer limited to traditional desktop and laptop computers. Technological evolution such as bring your own devices makes it necessary that you need to secure a wide range of devices, some of which the company does not even own. Rise of remote work. All we have seen is as part of COVID-19, we have seen the rise of response to people working remotely. Now, when you look at hybrid work models, these have much more complications in terms of proxy connections, the way we can manage different devices, and also in an approach to mitigate these threats on runtime. Now, with the proliferation of bring your own devices, different endpoint devices, different ways of working, this is going to be a very challenging environment. And remember, we have moved on from monolithic applications to containers, to microservices, mobility, and it increases the overall landscape of threats and attacks that are bound to happen. So if you are an organization going on a journey of looking at the entire cyber threat landscape, I would advise you to consolidate your cybersecurity architecture, because it's not just looking at a point solutions anymore, because with the proliferation of devices and threats and attacks, there's no one single way to make that happen. So please make sure that you look at different aspects across the end-to-end value chain to decide on a consolidated cybersecurity architecture to protect your devices, your customer environment, as well as your employees. I hope that this episode of Q&A series was useful for you, and I look forward to seeing you in our next episode of Q&A series with Suresh GP. Keep watching and post your questions for what you would like me to answer in the future episodes. Thank you very much.